National Wildlife Federation Senior Policy Manager Mark Smith says the proposed EPA ballast rules don't go far enough. He prefers the New York regulations that are 100 times more restrictive.
It's certainly in the right direction, but, you know, we need a tougher standard. The Great Lakes are too important, and all it takes is one species to get in. There are technologies out there that can meet New York standard.
On the other hand, the Great Lakes Ports Association's Steve Fisher likes the proposal, which is tougher than current regulations.
At the same time, they're workable. They're technologically doable, and that's important because we've had similar regulations proposed by some individual states in the Great Lakes region that were not doable, and that's caused quite a bit of frustration in the shipping industry.
Fisher says the Ports Association thinks New York's regulations are too tough.
Who isn't for stronger environmental protection? The only problem is these regulations that the state of New York has proposed are technologically unable to be complied with. The technology simply does not exist.
Ballast water is used to stabilize ships after they've delivered their cargo, but dumping that water can release invasive species like zebra mussels or spiny water fleas. Smith says even the New York rules won't stop those foreign critters.
It severely restricts it. The only 100% effective way is just to not have any discharge of any ballast water.
Most of the players in this debate do agree federal standards will eliminate the patchwork of different ballast rules in the eight Great Lakes states. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.